Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Steven Turkovich, the chief medical officer at Oshai Children's Hospital, is with us on the phone. And Dr. Turkovich, I saw that Oshai Children's Hospital released a letter yesterday saying that there's a new push to increase eligibility for this COVID-19 vaccination, and you guys are vouching for the individuals who have developmental and intellectual disabilities. Can you tell me what you're doing here?
Yeah, you know, we view our role in the hospital not just to take care of patients when they enter our four walls, but also to advocate for those patients in the community who many times don't have a voice for themselves, meaning they don't have the infrastructure to advocate. And so we focus a lot on children, obviously, but also individuals who are socioeconomically disadvantaged and those with chronic complex healthcare needs, including those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And we know that this population of individuals is at higher risk of hospitalization and, unfortunately, death from COVID. So due to that significant increased risk, we're strongly advocating that New York State include both them and their caregivers in the current round of vaccine eligibility.
Now, what we've been learning from New York State over these past several days and weeks, frankly, is that there's 7 million people in New York State who are eligible to get the vaccine, yet there's only a little bit over a million who have been able to get a vaccine. Supply is very much an issue with New York State. I guess, could you discuss why you want to increase the eligibility now, knowing that New York State doesn't have the supply to meet the demands even for the general population?
Well, yeah, that's a fair question. I think the way that we look at it is right now, the door is only open for those individuals that the state has designated as of now. And people are starting to make appointments and they're starting to get out into February and March. So unfortunately, this population of patients that we're advocating for likely won't get an appointment, even if it's opened up now, until later in March or April. If we wait until everybody in this current cohort are vaccinated, that's going to be pushed out even more. So we would love to at least allow them to get in line and get an appointment for a vaccine, with the hope that over the next several weeks, with changes in both federal and state processes, more vaccine will become available, at which time they can get their vaccine.
Could you discuss Oshai's capabilities to vaccinate individuals? My understanding is that their children are not eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccination. So if you are putting adults with disabilities in there, who would vaccinate them? Would it be Oshai?
So, you know, right now, Oshai is no different than any other hospital system in that we had gotten vaccine allocated for our own healthcare workers, physicians and other staff here. So we have not had the ability to vaccinate children. Now, understanding that only the Pfizer vaccine is approved for patients 16 and above, Moderna is 18 and above. So even if it came to the point where we could start vaccinating patients, it would be a very small population. So these individuals that we're advocating for would get their vaccine at really any place that they could get the vaccine. So that could be a supermarket, a pharmacy, or one of the state or county designated vaccination clinics.
Do you think New York State will increase the eligibility?
Yeah, I mean, I think New York State has been responsive to feedback from multiple different organizations. Also, if you look across the country, other states have opened up their eligibility to this population of individuals, specifically Ohio. So as we try to move through the vaccination rollout fairly quickly, it's not unheard of that we have potentially forgotten some very important populations of individuals. So it's important that we call the state's attention to these errors and misses. And the hope is, and that I expect that they will correct the mistake and open this up for them.
I know the letter was sent out last week, and here we are talking on a Thursday afternoon. Have you gotten any response yet from New York?
You know, we haven't yet. We're continuing to work with our contacts in Albany, both from the legislative and executive branches, as well as those contacts at the Department of Health. I think also getting the word out in the public will certainly bring this top of mind, and we hope that this will help bring some attention to the issue, and we'll have a response shortly.
Dr. Turkvich, any final thoughts?
No, I think it's just important, as I said, to continue to advocate for those who don't have the ability to always advocate for themselves in any sector that you're in. And so we're very proud and happy to partner with our community friends who help care for patients with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It takes a village, and we're very proud to be part of that village and part of the advocacy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.